Hey, this is Ali Ciardo with the Photo Field Notes podcast, and today my interview is with Jeanette Meneses, and we're talking about, I think, a really important topic. We're talking about self-worth and valuing your work and charging enough and how to get to that point where you build up to where you're actually making a living with your photography and you're charging enough to make a living. So really great conversation, a great reminder to us all. And a quick reminder, if you haven't already gone through my crash course, you can go to photofieldnotes.com/crash course to get free access to my 3-day video course. It's all about how I market my business and, you know, work with clients and set expectations and how I've essentially built my 6-figure photography business. So my 3 key steps to building a 6-figure photography business at photofieldnotes.com/crash course. Go check it out and let's get into the interview.
Welcome to the Photo Field Notes podcast, where you'll find stories, tips, and inspiration from professional photographers to get you taking action in your own business and making your business dreams a reality.
Hey, this is Ali Ciardo, and today I'm talking with Jeanette Meneses from Emma J Photography, and we are going to talk about confidence and feeling shy and valuing your work, which is something that so many people struggle with. So, Jeanette, I want to start with just tell me your story. How did you get into this? How did you start your photography business? And how did you personally battle with valuing and undervaluing yourself as you were pricing yourself and as you were dealing with your clients?
Hey, so yeah, you know, I feel like everybody kind of finds their niche in life, and I've always loved photography, so I really wanted to turn something that was more like a hobby for me at a young age into a business. I loved it so much, and I figured, you know, if I love this, why not turn it into, you know, a business? That way I really love what I do for a living. And, you know, it was pretty exciting. I, of course, as every, I think, small business owner, we kind of would all opportunities here and there to get our clientele going, maybe some networking, and that's how I started. But I realized that the more I kind of gave people the benefit of the doubt or a discount or even a free session, that I was selling myself so short. And I figured, you know, I get clients that were paying the bare minimum for me to do work that, you know, I was spending hours. If it wasn't shooting, it was editing. And I was realizing, man, I'm like making $3 an hour here, working my butt off, trying to make a living. And I really wasn't getting to where I wanted. And I saw a lot of fellow photographers, and I'm like, man, how are they getting these high-paying clients, you know, with high demand? And here I am kind of just doing charity work for most part. And so, you know, I started reevaluating the value that I gave my business. Sometimes I would be so overly of my kind of work, my editing style, you know, if my brand was compared to the next person's. And I realized that that was my biggest downfall. First of all, being extremely overly critical of my work, instead of appreciating much, I actually learned to get to that point. And then, the value that I would give it because I would compare it to the next photographer. And I see so many people doing that nowadays. And I only wish that now I can kind of give back to the people that are starting their small businesses and see the value in their work so that they can actually price their work at the value that it should be at instead of what we see that it should be at.
Yeah. Well, this is funny. You know, I was just thinking about this randomly today that for so many years, I just always assumed that everybody was more experienced than me, better than me, charging more than me, even though it wasn't true. And so I would be shooting a wedding and I would find out somebody else was at that wedding and they were a photographer too. And I would immediately think, oh my gosh, they're going to be judging me. They're definitely better than me. Yeah. And it would turn out kind of as I really paid more attention, I realized that they actually were watching me more out of admiration and wanting to kind of see how I did things. And they were more fascinated how I did things differently. And I realized it's not true that everyone's better than me. You know, we all have different experiences. And why was I putting myself in that bucket for so long and just making that assumption? So I think this falls into, you know, multiple categories. And I have a lot of different experiences where I can definitely relate. Let's talk pricing. So that's one place where we definitely fall into trying to value our work or feeling like, oh gosh, if I raise my prices, people will not continue to work with me. They won't see the value. You know, there are so many things, and you see this all the time with people. So how did you, A, overcome that, and B, how did you figure out how you wanted to price yourself in a way that was profitable?
Right. So you have to find the sweet spot between being reasonable with your experience but not selling yourself short. And I feel like it's a pretty daunting task to do that because you seem like, you know, you're really big-headed and pompous about your work. And you also don't want to just kind of slide by with the bare minimum of what you're making. I had to sit down and really analyze my work. I had to analyze the quality of my work, the consistency of my work, and I really had to ask myself, okay, if I was a client, how much would I be willing to pay for my style of work in a realistic sense and not an overcritical sense and definitely not like a relaxed sense either, because I really wanted to find something that will give me the clientele that I expect to get, but that I make sure that I truly deliver on my work with the clients that I am getting. So I did compare prices for nearby photographers. I did look at their work and the years of experience that they had versus the years I had under my belt and my quality and brand. And that's kind of where I set the bracket for my, you know, packages and my payment to be covering, most importantly, my bills. Because, you know, bread and butter. So this is how we make a living. And I had to make sure that I was at least charging enough to, you know, keep my head above water. And then as I gained more experience, that's how I kept adjusting and tweaking my pricing so that it wasn't just the bare minimum to cover my bills, but also, you know, having some wiggle room with the money that I was putting in and the price packages that I was giving my clients, plus the quality of work that they're expecting for the money that they're paying.
Yeah, I think that this is important because there are a couple of different ways to approach pricing, right? So the first way is to compare yourself to the market and see what the market's charging and make an assumption based on what you think the market is charging and then kind of price yourself somewhere there based on where you think you fall. And then there are more mathematical ways where you see what you need to make and how much you want to work and what you need to charge per hour. And then that's how you come up with your pricing. And these are kind of two opposite camps that different people seem to promote based on, you know, kind of what happens typically is the comparison. What is recommended, obviously, to pay your bills and make the money you need to make is to do it mathematically. But I do think there's a balance when you're starting out, at least. So at this point, I am charging more than I ever thought the market would even bear. I thought, oh my gosh, the market would never pay more than whatever set amount. And then I kind of did the math of what I actually wanted to be shooting. And I said, this is where I want to get. But I didn't just do it all at once. I did kind of bump it up and bump it up and test it. And as I was continuing to book, every time I raised my prices, you know, I just continued to raise them again and again. I took things out of packages while keeping the price the same so that I could go up and up. So I think it is a balance. And I think absolutely at the end goal for everybody should be to charge the amount that you need to make the living that you need to make. So, you know, doing the math and saying, I want to do this many sessions or this many weddings, I need to make this much money, and figuring it out from there. But I do think, you know, if you are starting out and you're trying to gain experience and build your portfolio, you can do a little bit of that comparison, but just know your end goal and work your way up to there. You know,
does that make sense? Exactly. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So what about, do you feel just in terms of working with clients, have you felt a sense of, have you felt that undervaluing yourself has, or feeling shy about your work? You know, this is your art. Have you felt that in the early days, at least? Did that seep into the client experience? How have you kind of overcome that within meeting with clients and actually selling yourself to clients?
Oh, yeah. I mean, at the beginning, clients could totally read a professional, whatever creative business you're in. And when you doubt yourself as a professional, your clients are going to doubt your work. They're going to see if you're disorganized because you're doubting how you're doing things. And maybe you're like, oh man, maybe the client doesn't want to do this. Maybe this couple doesn't want to be so romantic. You know, when you own up to what your profession is and you really drive that forward, a client will see that and literally follow your lead. And it will make your whole life take, you know, a 180 turn, because you're going to see these clients are doing what you want them to do. It's the clients that you're wanting to work with. And I mean, overall, the work is going to just flow so much smoother. And I saw that change when I figured, you know what? I have beautiful work. I'm not being cocky, but I know that my work is beautiful because I'm putting all my effort and my love into it. And I see that these clients are genuinely happy with how not only the session is coming out, but how the after, you know, product is coming out. They love what they're seeing. And I feel like if people who are starting their business, these entrepreneurs, especially women in business, we tend to be so much more critical of ourselves than, you know, men, because men are so much easygoing and we are just overthinkers. So we tend to really look at our work and like, oh man, you know, this could have been better, this could have been that. And that's fine, because there's always room for improvement in this business. But we also have to see where our strong points and strong suits are when we work. So I saw that huge change in my clientele and in my ability to work, and even like the quality of my own work, when I, you know, just owned it and went into a session, planned it, got that style guide ready, you know, gave the client an idea of maybe what would be best to wear in the location we were shooting. And it only goes up from there. I mean, once you have that down packed, it's like 1, 2, 3, everything kind of follows itself, and it works out great.
Yeah. And I think also as you get more confident in what you're delivering and the fact that what you're delivering is worth it, I think it's easier to say those numbers out loud to clients. Because in the early days, gosh, I can't even remember how I talked about pricing, but I know a lot of photographers will say to me, oh my gosh, Allie, it's so hard to say the number out loud. Or they'll say, everyone's uncomfortable talking about money. And that's not true, because I found that in meetings, when I say, so let's say like a wedding consultation, at the end, I give them the number at the meeting. I say, okay, so for everything that you are looking for the package that we've talked about, it comes out to this amount, and I'll say the number. And I'll say it with confidence, mm-hmm. without hesitation. And then I'll say, does this sound like what you're looking for? And almost always they say yes. So I think that mm-hmm. we project so much onto our clients. Oh, they won't value this. Oh, they're uncomfortable talking about money. Oh, they don't want to pay for this. It's not true. If you project confidence, they will feel completely comfortable with it. It's often our own, we're getting inside our own heads, and we feel like because we feel this way that everyone's going to feel this way. And that's absolutely not true.
Yep, I totally agree with you. It's so much easier for us to just, you know, jump before the client and assume what they're going to think than for us to actually just go for it and give them the opportunity to say, yeah, I totally love it.
Yeah. So as you are putting yourself out there for clients, where do you find that your clients tend to come from now?
So I get a lot of traffic from my website, and social media has been, you know, taken off a lot. And I know that with the whole Instagram algorithms thing, that's kind of thrown a lot of people's clientele through social media off of it. But you just have to find that sweet spot and really work with, you know, Facebook and Instagram, if that's where you're looking to get your traffic from.
And in terms of just feeling confident and, you know, kind of leaving with some thoughts on building self-confidence, what do you want people, whether they're just starting out or whether they've been at it for years? I think that comparison is something that a lot of people struggle with. Confidence is something that people still find themselves, you know, I do occasionally. I think I've been a lot better since I started to just view things through a different point of view and stop looking at a lot of other people's work. So I just feel completely confident in my own style. But what advice would you give to others in terms of just owning their own work and feeling confident in what they're producing?
I feel like the first step to having that self-confidence in our work is to realize that we each have a talent. And it may not be the exact same, you know, styling or editing pattern that the next photographer that we're looking at has, but that's what makes each of our work unique. And that's what brings us our unique clientele. Not every client likes light and airy. Not every client likes, you know, soft, moody tones. Some clients really just like high contrast, saturated pictures. And each of us have that gift, have that talent to deliver that kind of image to the clients that we're looking for. And so I think that the key for everyone to find their self-confidence in their work is to realize that their work is unique because it's their work. And when we stop and thinking, you know, I'm going to chase after that particular photographer's editing style. When we own our own style and really just go, you know, full force forward, then we'll come to see that, you know what, our style is unique. It's awesome. I'm going to own it, and I'm going to just, you know, keep working at my craft the way that I feel, you know, it should be portrayed. And I feel like that's what every, you know, business owner, whether you're just starting out or you're very seasoned in your craft, we have to keep reminding ourselves that our style is our own, and it's unique, and people will love it, and we'll find, you know, our clientele base that loves our work for what it is.
Yeah. Yeah. And in my recent episode, so listeners, if you want to check out my recent episode on finding your style as a photographer, I kind of talked about this where you, maybe in the early days, you are going to experiment a lot and you'll try different editing techniques. And yes, you'll probably see other people and you'll try to emulate what they're doing until you figure out what your style is. But once you figure that out, I think that the ability to put blinders on is so helpful. The moment that I finally said, oh my gosh, this is my style. This is what I want to be. I'm not going to change it. I'm not going to buy any more presets or listen to anyone else or do anything else. When I just became set in that style, my business did, it just exploded from that point because it was consistent. It was, I knew what I liked. I knew who I was. I felt confident in selling that. So I think, yes, absolutely experiment, absolutely learn from others and emulate others until you find who you are. And at that point, you kind of just have to turn it off.
Yeah, right. Exactly. And just consistency, like you said, that is such a key, you know, factor to having a confident, you know, business ownership. It's like everything is exactly how you want it because everything is the same and you're predictable in your work to where it's like a client's not going to say, okay, you're delivering this, but now I'm getting something completely different. Consistency is so important.
Absolutely. Awesome. Well, Jeanette, where can people find you online?
Well, I am on Instagram and Facebook as emmaj.photo. You could totally find me on Pinterest, too, because I love pinning at Emma J. Photog. And my website is www.emmajphotography.com.
Perfect. Well, thank you for the reminder. I think this is such a good reminder for us. No matter how many times it's said, it just can never be said enough. We have to value our work. We have to value ourselves. We have to find our own confidence and not project, you know, what we think others will feel. We have to just go out and experiment and actually do it. And I think that experience really will build confidence. The more you do it, the more confident that you'll feel over time. And, you know, you're going to get there. Just keep at it.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, Jeanette, thanks again.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening. Check out show notes at photofieldnotes.com. And if you loved this episode, leave your review on iTunes. See you next week.